For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team back at the Sanford Center this weekend. We'll host Ferris State, joined by defenseman Luke Roloffs. Luke, I want to go back to day one here a year ago to now. As a freshman, you have no idea what to expect. Your sophomore year, you maybe have a little better idea. And I may be speaking out of line here, but I don't think I am. You seem to have found your role on this team, and the coaching staff likes this role that you've got on this team, and there's a comfort level there. How much more comfortable are you than day one a year ago?
Yeah, obviously, coming in as a freshman, you know, you're just trying to get your feet wet a little bit, you know, trying to get in as many games as possible and not trying to screw up. You know, I think you can be a little more timid as a freshman and, you know, trying to find that role like you talked about. But yeah, it feels good to, you know, play into that role that I think I have on this team, and just try to do my best to play that role. You know, everyone has a job on this team, and the coaches love when guys execute that and try to, you know, play the best they can. So
being in the lineup, though, is never a guarantee. How do you push yourself to be the best player you can every day in practice so that when it comes to filling out that lineup sheet, you're in it?
Yeah, you know, that's where it starts. You can't take a day off of practice. You know, it's cliche, but, you know, you do practice how you play, and every week's a new preparation, a new challenge, a new opponent. So, you know, just coming to the rink every day with a good mindset and trying to get better at your position and trying to play the best into that role.
What was it like maybe reflecting on the bus rider since, you know, after Saturday's game? That the guy that gets you out of the scoring funk is Riley Funk, who used to play at Northern.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were trying to get him that hat trick. You know, he had a few opportunities, but yeah, it was really good to, you know, see Funker, you know, take advantage of those goals. And yeah, I'm sure it was special for him. I know he had, you know, some former friends and teammates there watching him. So yeah, nobody better to do it than him.
When offense has been a struggle, what's it like getting three in a minute and a half?
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, that just shows how goals can come in bunches if you're playing the game the right way. And, you know, putting yourself in a good position in the first period, it's good because then you can, you know, you don't need any more goals. You can just, you know, focus on playing defense first, and then offense will lead from that.
Saturday was great. Means absolutely nothing if you don't take care of business this week. How do you keep that edge? How do you keep that fire?
Yeah, you know, just, you know, holding on to that feeling of winning. You know, winning's hard in this league. It's hard all around college hockey. You know, you see teams going on those 5, 6, 7 game skids. It's hard, and you just gotta have the right mindset. And as long as everyone in that lineup, you know, is pulling the same rope, I think we're going to be a tough team to beat.
What is it about the grind of college hockey that surprised you that maybe you didn't think was going to be as challenging as it is?
Honestly, coming from juniors, I didn't think it was going to be as much of a grind, you know, being that it's half the games that you play in a junior season, but it's just as challenging, even if more, because, you know, the physicality, the speed, how fast guys can make plays. It definitely takes time to adjust to it. But yeah, it's been good this year.
How do you like how you fit, your game fits into this decor as a whole?
Yeah, you know, I'm obviously more of a defensive